It's 41 past the hour. Setting performance priorities in government. It's a difficult task, and a number of government management experts are trying to tackle the problem head on. They're getting behind a bill that would require you to set up performance goals that are tied to real-world results. So, is it a good idea? Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. He wrote his post called Setting Performance Priorities, It's a Law. And we are joined by the aforementioned Tom Shoup. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Nice job on the federal federal news countdown last week.
Oh, it was fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
See how everything works behind the scenes.
So, right. It's magic, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Before we get to this performance stuff, we were trying to come up with a Shoup theme song.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This does not bode well.
Yeah. Well, here was... Oh, no, we're not going to do that. It's the Shoup song.
It's so nice talking to you, Chris.
Yeah, I know. So much for the Shoup segment. It was nice doing this. Idea for improving performance. And from what I've heard, a lot of the management experts in the Obama administration, they say, hold on, we're trying to do this. We're trying to actually make real world results, tie them to real world results. But this is not necessarily that easy, is it?
No, not necessarily. Although this is pretty much, it seems to be an effort on Capitol Hill to sort of codify what the Obama administration is doing, which is saying, let's focus on some high priority goals first and measure our progress toward achieving those. And now there's legislation on the Hill, it's already passed in the House, that would pretty much do that, just set that in law and say, yes, let's make every agency do this, set high priority goals.
So does this mean the Government Performance and Results Act is out the window, or what's it mean for GPRA?
Well, that's the interesting question, because if this becomes an exercise layered on top of GPRA, that is a little weird. Excessive, arguably. I mean, agencies, that law already requires agencies to set all kinds of goals and have strategic plans and issue reports on performance. The problem is that it's apparently reached a point where very few people are relying on that information, at least the decision makers on Capitol Hill, and I think at the highest levels of the White House, too. So there is a school of thought that says, well, maybe we should just sort of, you know, move GPRA out of the way. I mean, the way government works, it's not very often that people, you know, that we get rid of programs that aren't doing what we want them to do. So I think the odds are long that will actually be repealed. But that is on the table.
And the ones that I've heard of is, instead of just say we want to reduce crime, instead you talk about increasing police forces by such and such amount. That's a kind of a, you know, we're going to increase the country's police officers to 100,000 or something like that.
Right. I think they are supposed to be tied to deeper goals, which is we want to say we want to reduce crime by this much, and here's our specific strategies for doing that, and we will report on whether they actually achieve the outcome that we desire.
But it still seems like a lot of the challenges facing federal agencies are, it's difficult to put in that kind of real-world scenario, cybersecurity being one of them. How do you measure that? Oftentimes you're measuring what doesn't get through, and that can be, in some ways, more difficult to put those kind of measurements around.
Yeah, it is a challenging thing to do. I think focusing on these high priority ones may make that easier, although there's a danger that then you just pick things that are easy to measure and easy to report on and sometimes easy to achieve just to make yourself look good.
Yeah. And so is it your sense that this is, I mean, there's not much time on Capitol Hill right now. And folks, you know, they haven't passed any of the budget bills. They haven't even passed today. They didn't pass the DOD spending authorization bill. A bill like this seems almost unlikely to make it through, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think in the sense that it's very unlikely they'll say, we need to take up this bill on government performance. The thing with pieces of legislation like this, though, is how they get passed is they get attached to something else.
Right.
So if somebody works the process properly, they may end up getting this thrown onto some other piece of legislation that just that and it rides it through. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
It's this, I mean, it seemed a little bit to me, and as I was reading your post on it, we've heard this a lot over the years. It doesn't sound that different. I mean, that was the original idea behind the Government Performance and Results Act, was to actually tie it to focus on real world scenarios. And either it doesn't happen or hasn't happened.
Yeah, I have to admit, it's pretty depressing to me to look at, because I can remember when GPRA was passed, and it was a big deal. And people did pay attention to it. Decision makers did pay attention to it shortly after it was passed. Now, I think it's less so now than it was, unquestionably. But still, there is an element of, you know, just the mere fact that people have given up on paying attention to something that agencies are executing on. And it was interesting this morning, I got a comment on the post from somebody who said, who made the case, it's a bad idea to throw this out. And even if, like, lawmakers aren't paying attention to it, people at agencies are. And these reports are actually used in the internal decision-making process about how to prioritize. So I think it may be premature, too, to say, hey, just forget this thing. Nobody on Capitol Hill cares about it. And the other thing is, hey, if they don't, maybe they should care about it. And if things should, should we go throwing things out just on the grounds that people aren't paying attention to important information?
Yeah. My sense a little bit is that we end up doing a lot of reports, and I'd almost rather focus on actual performance and finding legitimate ways of measuring that performance. And I think that's a little bit what they're trying to do with dashboards and things like that.
Right.
Rather than doing the reports, let's have real time data that people, not only that within the organization and outside the organization, can clearly see. Well, this is what we use to measure whether things are successful or not, and then. Go ahead and do it and see how it works.
Yeah, and I think narrowing things by focusing on high priorities may help to do that, too, to say, hey, these are the things we know that people really care about, and we're focused on them, and the rest of this stuff can sort of go on in the background.
Yeah, but this, I mean, we saw the memo from Jeffrey Zients last week about performance and the progress that they're trying to make. It certainly seems like performance heavy on the agenda right now.
Yeah, it really is. This is a sort of recurring pattern in the past two or three administrations, I would say, that tends to be a belief in the first term that it's really important to focus on government performance and to show people that you're really getting in there and improving how government works. And then generally by the midterm elections and then into the re-election effort, there's a realization that this doesn't make any difference in terms of whether you get re-elected, and then in the second term it tends to fall way back.
Fall aside.
Yes.
Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine.